أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الله نور السماوات والأرض، مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح، المصباح في زجاجة، الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار. نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم.
صب العذاب على من سب الأصحاب.
جمهور العلماء ذهب إلى أنه من سب الصحابة أو لعنهم يكون كافرا مرتد، وأجمع العلماء إجماع أن من اتهم الصحابة بالكفر أو بالنفاق أو طعن في عدالته أو في دينهم يكون كافرا مرتدا، مرق من ملة المسلمين وخرج من ملة الإسلام. لماذا؟ لأن الذي يطعن في الصحابة يطعن في الدين كله.
Brothers and sisters, we're going to talk again and one more time about steadfastness. We talked about some of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith concerning steadfastness, and we're going to continue what we started two episodes ago. Now, the hadith that we're going to start with today, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this situation, as Abu Sa'id ibn Malik ibn Sinan al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu wa arda said, some of the people of the Ansar asked for summon from the Messenger of Allah, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, and he gave it to them. And they asked him again, and he gave to them until he had used up everything he had. Now look at this situation. People from Al-Ansar, and we know that Al-Ansar are people who used to live in Medina. People living in Medina, and Medina is a city and that is close to Mecca in Saudi Arabia right now. So people living in Medina, they are known as Al-Ansar. And Al-Ansar in Arabic means the supporters, because they supported Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he immigrated from Mecca to Medina. So people from Al-Ansar came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They asked for something. They asked maybe for food, they asked maybe for money, they wanted something from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them. Then they asked him again, and he gave them until he had used everything he had. So he gave them everything he had, and nothing was left for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if I had anything more, I would not keep it from you. Whoever refrains, Allah will spare him from needing to ask. Whoever wants to be independent, Allah will make him so. Whoever shows fortitude, Allah will increase him in that. No one can be given any better and greater gift than fortitude. Again, one more time, this is a very amazing and interesting hadith, really. Okay, now look at what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. He gave them everything. They asked him once, twice. He gave everything he had until nothing was left with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then these are the words that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. He said, "If I had anything more, I would not keep it from you, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May God send blessings and peace upon you, O Muhammad." I would not keep it from you. Whoever refrains, Allah will spare him from needing to ask. Whoever wants to be independent, Allah will make him so. Whoever shows fortitude, Allah will increase him in that. No one can be given any better and greater gift than fortitude. Now first of all, look at Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how generous he was and how given he was. Why? Because we understand that the money we have is given to us by God. The money we have in our hands, in our safes, in our banks, this money is given to us by God. And this money means nothing when it comes to the hereafter. So this money that we have in our hands compared to the hereafter is nothing. And this life, the whole of this life is nothing. Because this life is very fast and it ends fast. And Son of Man takes nothing of this life when he dies. Nothing we take out of this life. Nothing do we take out of this life when we die. And this is why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be like very generous, very giving, because this life is not that important. Why should I keep all this money and have lots of money while I have people around me who have nothing, or who are very poor, or who need, or who are in need? It's not right. I'm not down to get benefits out of it. And look at what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said after that. He said, if I had anything more, I would not keep it from you. Which means like nothing was left of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever refrains, Allah will spare him from needing to ask. Now let's comment on that. Whoever refrains, now refrains from what? Whoever refrains, like for example, imagine that we have someone who is unable to get married. Why? Well, because he doesn't have money to get married. Now, this person has two possibilities. He could be steadfast, he could be patient, or he could, wal'iyadu billah, he could go into a very bad way, which is adultery. So one more time now. Someone who is unable to get married for financial reasons. Doesn't have money to get married. Now this person now has two ways. Either he becomes patient and he refrains himself from committing adultery, okay? Or he gets into this bad way, this evil way. Okay? So if he refrains and decides not to break the law of God, what will be the result? That God will spare him from needing to ask, which means God will make marriage easy for him. Oh, this is as a gift for him. So again, look at this. Whoever refrains, Allah will spare him from needing to ask. Allah will spare him from needing to ask. He will never be in need for someone else. For example, you are poor, you need money, then you decided to be patient, you decided not to ask anybody, and you decided to ask God alone. So you refrained yourself from asking others. Now what will be your reward? That God will make you in no need for asking anybody. How? By granting you what you needed in the first place, by giving you what you want. So this is what this statement said by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam means. Now, so again, whoever refrains, Allah will spare him from needing to ask. Whoever wants to be independent, Allah will make him so. If someone deep down in his heart wants to be independent, Allah will help him. But he should be sincere with God. Because some people would like others to give them money without work. They are very lazy. They don't need to work and they just need to get money and live with it. No, but deep down, if you are poor and you want to be independent, You don't want to take money from people. You want to depend on yourself. You want to live your life. You want to work and live your life with your money that you worked with. Then God will help you to be so. Why? Because deep down, God knows that you're truthful, that you're sincere. You're not deceiving people, you're not deceiving yourself. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever wants to be independent, Allah will make him so. Right? But under one condition, that you really want it. You have to really want it. Now, and then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will make him, so yeah, whoever shows fortitude, Allah will increase him in that. Whoever shows fortitude, whoever is patient, like for example, someone is poor, but at the same time is steadfast as patient. He takes it while his heart is satisfied. He's not angry with God, he's happy with God, like no problem. No problem. Yes, he works hard in order to be better. Okay? But he's happy with what God has given him. He has no problem. He has nothing bad against God. Like he does not say a word that might make God angry with him. So this person who is so patient, so steadfast, this person who shows fortitude, because of what he's doing, God is going to increase his fortitude. God is going to make him able to show fortitude more and more. God will make him patient more and more. Then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no one can be given any better and greater gift than fortitude or steadfastness or patience. Why? Because when you have fortitude, okay, that will be perfect. Whatever catastrophe or a disaster befalls you, you are patient and you can take it firmly, and you do not become unhappy with God. You do not become angry. You do not say a word that makes God angry with you, because you are patient. So patience is the best gift that anybody can be ever given. So this is a great gift from God subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Allah Almighty, to be given fortitude, to have this characteristic as part of your personality, that you're happy with whatever God does to you. Now, then we move to another hadith here. The Messenger of Allah, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, said, what an extraordinary thing the business of the believer is. What an extraordinary thing the business of the believer is. All of it is good for him. All of it is good for him. And that only applies to the believer. If good fortune is his lot, he is grateful and it is good for him. If some harmful happens to him, he is steadfast and that is good for him too. And look at this great hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam started this hadith by saying, what an extraordinary thing the business of the believer is. It is something that really makes you wonder. The situation of the Muslim, of the believer, his situation is really interesting, is really amazing. Why? Because when something good happens to a believer, he says, Alhamdulillah, thanks to you, God. He's grateful to Allah. He's happy with Allah. Okay? He has nothing against Allah. And so, and because of this, he gets reward for that. Okay? Then, if something bad happens to him, what does he say? He says also, Alhamdulillah, thanks God, Alhamdulillah. So he's not angry with God. He's not angry with God. He is patient, he is steadfast, and this is also good for him. So, for a believer, we have two very important graces from God. That whenever something good happens, he says, thanks God, alhamdulillah. And because of this, God increases his graces on his slave. And if something wrong, something bad happened to him, a catastrophe befell him, a disaster happened to him, he says, alhamdulillah. And he is patient. And this is good for him, because the more patient you are, the more rewards you get. Because God loves those who are steadfast. God loves those who show fortitude. God loves those who are patient. Now, but when we look at this hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and that only applies to the believer. That only applies to the believer. Only. This is for the believer. You see, it's not for anybody else. It's only for the believer. Why? Because when you look at the disbeliever, what is his situation? His situation is terrible. A disbeliever has a terrible situation. Why? Because every son of man on the face of this earth was given everybody, was given, I'm sorry, everything by God. Everything we have, this water is from God. Money from God. Health from God. Children from God. Wife from God. Everything you're given is from God. Family from God. Everything. Now, when you are a believer, you thank God for these graces, and you say, alhamdulillah, thanks God, alhamdulillah, praises, all praises be to God, and you thank God for that. So what happens? You get rewards for it. But if you're a disbeliever and you don't believe in God, and you don't believe in his last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now what happens? You have all these graces given to you by God, and you don't believe in him, or you don't believe in his prophets. Now that is a terrible situation. Why? Because God gives you what is good, and how do you react to God's goodness to you? You don't believe in his messengers. You don't believe in God himself. So this is a terrible situation. So you get all these graces in this life, and God is going to ask you about every grace given to you in this life, and why you didn't become a believer, why you didn't believe in his messengers, why you didn't believe in him. So all these graces, all this money given to the disbeliever, is it for their own sake? Will it work for the favor at the end? No, of course not. Of course not. But this money and these graces given to them in this life are going to be like a punishment for them on the Day of Judgment. Because they were given all this and they didn't believe. They were given all that and they didn't know God. They didn't know his message. See what I mean? So this is one part. But look at the other side. If a disbeliever, or if a catastrophe, if a disaster, if something bad happens to a disbeliever. So, punishment in this life and punishment in the hereafter. Because if he's patient or not patient, it does not avail him. He's not a believer. So he is in a terrible situation. A disbeliever is in a terrible situation. Okay, whether he is given graces and good things, whether he's given bad things, okay, both things are bad for him. And for the believer, whether he becomes ill or he becomes rich, both things are good for him. Now, let's move to this hadith. And we need to remind you on, I'm sorry, first, with a verse from the Holy Quran. God says in the Holy Quran, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَرِيدًا. Let's read this together in the Holy Quran. And remember, your Lord calls to be declared publicly. If you are grateful, I will add more favors unto you. But if you show ingratitude, truly my punishment is terrible indeed. Now this is what we were talking about. You become grateful with God, and God will add more to you. More graces, more favors. You are ungrateful, you show ingratitude, God is going to punish you on the day of judgment. God is going to punish you on the day of judgment. And this is why we say, if something bad happened to you, and you became not pleased with God, what will happen? Nothing. You will be punished on the day of judgment. But being not pleased with what God does to you in this life will not change the situation. It will not change it. It will cause you just punishment on the day of judgment. That's it. But when you become patient, when something wrong happens, or something bad happens, and you become patient, and you say, Alhamdulillah, thanks God, okay, it's no problem, I thank God in every situation, what happens? God reward you for being patient and being steadfast. Now, a hadith by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Anas said, the narrator, when the Prophet, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, was very ill, the pain began to make him faint. So Fatima, the daughter of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, have you more pain, father? He said, after today your father will suffer no more pain. When he died, she said, Father, your Lord has answered your prayer. Father, the garden of paradise is your shelter. Father, shall we announce your death to Gabriel? When he was buried, Fatima said, are you happy to put dust on the messenger of Allah? May Allah bless him and grant him peace. Now let's talk about this situation one more time. And it tells you the story of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was dying, alayhi salatu wa sallam. Anas said, when the Prophet, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, was very ill, the pain began to make him faint. Fatima said, have you more pain, father? He said, after today, your father will suffer no more pain. Now, even prophets have pains. Why? Because our pain is not a bad thing all the time. But illnesses, pains, diseases, sometimes are good things. Somebody may ask, how? I'll tell you how. First of all, when you have pain, a pain, disease, or an illness, and you become patient, you get reward from God for that, for being patient and being thankful. Okay, so this is one point. Another point, we see people like every day on the streets and they die suddenly. Some people die suddenly without any reasons. Some people die down the streets because a car hit them or something. So people die every day and night for many several reasons, not only illnesses and health problems. So people usually die. This is what happens. This is the life we're living. Okay, now, imagine that someone walking on the street and he was hit by a car and he died. Okay, now, what is the situation of this person? Did he used to pray to God? Did he repent to God before death? Did he ask for God's for God's forgiveness before he dies? Now we don't know, and we don't have answers for all these questions. And this is why sudden death is always terrible. Why? It doesn't give you time to repent. It doesn't give you time to think back about God. It does not give you time to go back and say, oh God, forgive me, I made lots of mistakes and I don't want to make you angry with me anymore, oh God. And you pray and you try to go back to your Lord and ask for forgiveness. And this happens to people who get illnesses and get diseases. Why? Because when somebody becomes ill, he starts to feel that his life is about to end. And he starts thinking about death. And he starts to know, yes, that at any time I might die. And there is another life after death, so I need to get closer to God. I need to be very good with God. So, and from this point of view, sometimes illnesses work in one's favor, not against people all the time. Now, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in pain. Why? Because according to your faith, you will be tested. This is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. According to your faith, you will be tested. So, if your faith is very, very strong, so the test will be hard. And if your faith is so and not very strong, so also the test will not be very strong. So if you have strong faith, so you have hard test. You have weak faith, you have weak test in this life. Because God tests us. God tests us in this life through many, many difficult situations. So prophets suffered a lot. Moses, peace be upon him, suffered a lot on the hands of Pharaoh. But finally, God, yes, made him victorious, and Moses also suffered a lot on the hands of his people. Because they used to break the laws of God, they used to make Moses, peace be upon him, angry, and to accuse Moses of terrible things. Of Jesus, he suffered on the hands of Jews. They wanted to kill him. They wanted to kill him. They wanted to torture him, and they accused him many times of being a magician. They accused Mary, his mother. He did many horrible things. So lots of prophets, Jeremiah, maybe Elijah, lots of prophets. They suffered a lot. But why? Why were they tested? Because they had a strong faith. And look at what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Have you more pain, father? She's asking him. He said, after today, your father will suffer no more pain. Why? Because when you leave this life and you come back to your God, this is the real life. This is the real life. And this is why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say that this life is not the real life. The real life is the hereafter, not this one. This one is short and it ends just like that, quickly. But the coming life is forever, it's for good. So it is the real life, not this one. Now, and this is why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your father will suffer no more pain. After today, your father will suffer no more pain, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew that he would die. And because you would die today, so after today, no more pain, because you go back to your merciful God. Now, let's go back to another hadith here. And Abu Zayd Usama ibn Zayd ibn Haritha, the client of the Messenger of Allah, one he loved and a son of one he loved, said, a daughter of the Prophet, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, sent a message to him saying, one of my sons is dying, so come. So he sent his greetings to her and said, what Allah takes is his, and what he gives is his. Everything has a fixed term with him. So she should show fortitude and expect a reward. Now I want you to listen carefully to this. Again. One of the daughters of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent to the Prophet saying, one of my sons is dying. Imagine that, a very, very difficult situation. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this story is a grandfather, and his daughter is sending to him, telling him that your grandchild is dying. Very, very difficult situation. So what he said, Prophet Muhammad, what did he say? He said, he sent his greetings to her and said, what Allah takes is his, and what he gives is his. What Allah takes is his, and what Allah gives is his. Because how can you have children? This is a gift from God. Children are given to you as a gift from God. So when one of them dies, who caused them to die? God. So they were given to you by God, and God has the right to take whatever He's given you anytime. So it is just that simple. So this is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent to her. What Allah takes is His, and what He gives is His. Is His, because everything you have in this life is from God. Everything you have in this life is from God. Okay? Now, everything has a fixed term with it. Everything has a fixed term with it, which means if you are destined to die next week, so you will die next week. Because this is it, in a fixed term with God Almighty. If God wants you to succeed or to pass this test, He will pass it. It's in a fixed term. Okay? Now, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, so she should show fortitude and expect a reward. Be patient and expect a reward, because the catastrophe is huge. When your son dies and you become patient, the reward is great, because the disaster is horrible. The event is very big, and you are patient. Okay, you keep firm with God, so subhanAllah. Now, then what Allah takes is His, and what He gives is His. Everything has a fixed term with Him. So she should show fortitude and expect a reward. She sent to him, imploring him to come to her. She wanted the Prophet to visit her. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam caught up with Sa'd ibn Ubadah, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, Ubay ibn Ka'b, Zayd ibn Thabit, and some other men. May Allah be pleased with them. And all of them, along with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may God peace be upon him. Then the child was brought to the messenger. Look at this situation. The child was brought to the messenger of Allah, and he was shuddering. The child was shuddering, thrilling. The Prophet's eyes were flowing with tears, and Sa'd said, Messenger of Allah, what is this? So he said, this is an aspect of mercy which Allah has put in the hearts of His slaves. This is an aspect of mercy which Allah has put in the hearts of His slaves. Now look at this. Okay. So the child was brought to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the child will thrill him until he died. in the hands of his grandfather, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him. And Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cried, and tears were flowing out of his eyes, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sa'd said, one of the Sahaba, one of the companions, he said, Messenger of Allah, what is this? Why did Sa'd say so? Because he thought that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this situation was not patient, was not steadfast. And he knows very well that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered them to be patient in such situations. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him and told him, this is an aspect of mercy which Allah has put in hearts, in the hearts of his slaves. It has nothing, this has nothing to do with being not patient. No. If a real disaster befell you and you cried, it doesn't mean that you're not patient. No. You are not patient when you make God angry with you, when you are not pleased with God, when you say words that makes God angry. This is when you are not patient. But crying in such incidents or events does not mean the opposite, no. So, in other variant, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, in the hearts of whomever he will of his slaves, Allah is merciful to those of his slaves who are merciful. So when you cry because you see someone dying, so you are merciful. And because you're merciful, Allah will be merciful to you. When you cry because you see poor people who can't find a piece of bread to eat, and you cry for them, you feel sorry for them, God will be merciful with you on the Day of Judgment as you were merciful to those people.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أيها الإخوة الكرام، أهلا ومرحبا بكم في منتدى أنصار الحبيب المصطفى، والذي أنشئ للذب والدفاع عن صاحب السنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، والذب والدفاع عن أزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وعن أصحابه الطيبين الطاهرين. وأسأل الله تعالى بأسماء الحسنى وصفات العلى أن يتقبل منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال. ونرجو من كل أخ وأخت يستمع إلى هذا الإصدار ألا ينسانا من صالح دعائه ومن دعوة بضمر الغيب حتى يقول له الملك ولك بمثله.